Which airline alliance has the most planes? By Justin Hayward, published October 12, 2021. Airline alliances took on their current form with the formation of Star Alliance in 1997. Oneworld came next in 1999 and SkyTeam in 2000. Since then, they have continued to add airline members over the years, bringing new routes and more aircraft. Which O has access to the most aircraft? We take a look at each alliance and compare aircraft and total available seats as they stand today. A mutual Star Alliance 100 plus regional jet order could potentially have brought new life into the program and spurred the production of the 717-300. Photo. Vincenzo Pace Bar Simple Flying Airline Alliances. There are three main airline alliances: Star Alliance, Oneworld, and SkyTeam. These have grown over the past 20 years or more to include most major full-service airlines, although several remain outside alliances. They offer many benefits to both airlines and passengers. Star Alliance. Today's alliances began with five airlines coming together to form the Star Alliance in 1997. Photo. SAS Music via FLICK are four airlines. Alliances allow the marketing of more destinations and to more customers without the need to operate flights themselves. And for passengers, they open up more routes, allow easier booking, and the benefits of mileage and elite status sharing. The impact of these benefits for passengers and airlines is clearly linked to the size of the alliance. More aircraft available means more routes and connection options. Coverage, though, is important as well, and this measure does not necessarily fully reflect that. Some alliances are stronger in some areas, and this can change as airlines join and leave. LATAM's recent departure from Oneworld is just one example of this, leaving the alliance with much reduced coverage in that region. Total aircraft and available seats. We are considering here data from CH Aviation Com for each of the three airline alliances. There are many ways these counts could be put together, which would affect each airline and alliance differently. These numbers used here are based on all member airlines of the alliances, including affiliate airlines, current aircraft active and stored, as well as confirmed upcoming orders. Wet leased aircraft are not included. Data is taken as of mid-June 2021. Largest alliance, Star Alliance. Total number of aircraft, 4,827. Aircraft currently on order included in total, 1,095. Number of seats, 816,198. Star Alliance comes in the top place for the number of aircraft and number of seats. It also has the most airline members, 26 airlines. And based on pre-pandemic analysis in 2019, it also had the highest passenger revenues. Star Alliance members, 26 members of Star Alliance. Image. Star Alliance of its member airlines. United Airlines has the largest fleet of 953 aircraft, of which 279 are on order. Next up is Air China with 512, then Turkish Airlines with 459 aircraft. Air China Boeing 737 MAX Jet. Air China received its first 737 MAX in November 2017. Photo. Getty Images. Second place, Oneworld. Total number of aircraft, 4,250, including affiliate airlines. Aircraft currently on order included in total, 725. Number of seats, 599,309. Oneworld comes in second place with 4,250 aircraft, although this is reduced if you do not consider its many affiliate airlines. The alliance has 14 main member airlines and 25 affiliate members. Alaska Oneworld. Alaska Airlines, now a member of the Oneworld Alliance, is focusing its partnerships there. Photo. Alaska Airlines. Unsurprisingly, American Airlines has the largest fleet. It has the largest fleet of any airline, with 907 aircraft in use or stored awaiting use and 171 new aircraft on order. Of the main airlines not affiliates, Qatar Airways comes in next, with 330 aircraft in total, and then British Airways with 286. American Airlines plane that American Airlines wants to fly.